And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Preaching tonight on the subject, the church, a place of safety. Shall we pray, Father, tonight? We're glad that we're in the church of the living God. That blood-bought church, Lord, that you spilt your blood for. And Lord, tonight I ask you to speak to this people. Lord, help us to not cast away our confidence in you. For we realize that you've got your hand on the church. And as long as we remain in the ship of Zion, that we're in a place of safety. And tonight we ask you, Lord, to speak to our heart. Give us divine direction. We'll be so careful to praise you for it in Jesus' great name. Amen. Thank you very much. You may be seated.
Praise God.
The church, a place of safety.
Praise God. Hallelujah to God.
Jesus told Peter, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Praise God. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, friend, the church has been under assault since its birth. But the church stands a fortress unto our God. Today, the gates of hell have not, and will not, and cannot prevail against the church of the living God. Why? Because it is built on a sure foundation. Hallelujah. What is this church built on? It is built upon the foundation of the doctrine of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. He has built His church upon divine revelation of His name. Hallelujah. Oh, this church tonight, it is a place of safety. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're in the church of the living God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you can run to the church. Praise God. This old ship of Zion, she is on course tonight. Hallelujah. Yes. The one that pilots this ship, she knows where she's headed. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, He is the captain of our salvation. Glory to God. Yes. This is a place of safety. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Listen, to be safe from harm is a good feeling. You hear me? I said to be safe from harm is a good feeling. Security is a commodity in the day that we live in that is a very scarce commodity. Amen. People pay fortunes to feel secure. They put up big burglar alarm systems. They put iron bars on their windows. They put guards out at night. They have people patrolling the streets. They have night watchmen. They have Doberman pinchers. They have so many devices of security because they're afraid something is going to approach them and attack them and take away their safety. But tonight I want to tell you that we are in a place of safety. Hallelujah. Praise God. Recently I read an article about a lawsuit that was won by a female celebrity against the Howard Johnson Motor Lodge that is located in New York City. This female celebrity, Connie Francis, sued the Howard Johnson Motor Lodge for $1.5 million because they failed to deliver to her a properly secured and safe room. That was the legal terminology. She had entered into a room where they gave her a key. And she entered that room supposing that it was a safe room. And as she entered into that room alone, There was a male inside that room that attacked it and molested her. And it done all manner of mental damage to her and actually affected her career for a long time. She had to be hospitalized for a period of time. And she filed suit against the Howard Johnson Motor Lodge in New York City and won the suit for $1.5 million. That's right. Sometimes failure to be secure and safe can carry a grave penalty. Sometimes when we're unsafe, it is a desperate thing when we realize that we have failed to take the proper safety precautions. Tonight, I want to direct your attention to this church that has been in the mind of God since the beginning of time. Hallelujah. Even in eternity, God had this wonderful church in His mind. Praise God. And there has been types and shadows of this church from a long time back. I'd like for Brother Rutledge, if he would, to go to Genesis 6. Genesis 6, verse 13, and began to read there. I want to direct your attention to the ark that Noah built. Now, in case you are not aware of this fact tonight, many Bible students are aware of the fact that the ark is a type of the church. Amen. I said the ark is a type of the church. And if you'll read tonight, verse 13, and read.
And God said unto Noah,
the end of all flesh
is come before me.
For the earth is filled
with violence through them.
And behold, I will destroy them
with the earth.
Make thee an ark of gopherwood. Hold that. I want to know why the Lord told him gopherwood. Can you tell me? Anybody in the audience tonight would like to volunteer why the Lord said gopherwood? Why not oak? Why not pecan? Why not white pine? Why not some other kind of wood? We was talking about some furniture that Sister Rutledge had just bought, and it's white pine. Now, that white pine's a very soft wood. It's very soft. In fact, you can almost make an indention on it with your fingernail if you hit it very hard. It's soft. And I would have hated for the ark to be made out of white pine. You know why the Lord wanted it to be made out of gopher wood? And I've never seen any gopher wood. Maybe one of these days God will allow me to see some gopher wood. But I don't know why in particular he wanted gopher wood, but I do know this. He said gopher wood, and the man of God did not argue with him. They didn't have a committee meeting and try to decide what kind of wood. If God said gopher wood, then let's have gopher wood. Praise God. Why? Because it's got to be safe. Hallelujah. All right, read on.
Room
shalt thou make in the ark.
And I shall pitch it within.
I think you ought to make it four stories high.
Pitch it within and without.
Pitch it within and without.
With
pitch.
And this is the fashion.
And this is the fashion.
Which thou shalt make it of.
Which thou shalt make it of. Wait a minute. I want to go back to this pitch first. Now don't run off and leave me now. Let me just follow right along. Said I want you to pitch it without and within. I'd like to know why you're pitching it both without and within. It seems to me like if you want to seal it outside, that's all right. That's a covering, and that's a safety measure, and you're sealing it outside. But why in the world are you sealing it inside? Because it's got to be covered both on the inside and the outside. That pitch is a type of atonement, my friend. And it's got to cover both outward holiness and inward holiness. Hallelujah to God. It is the divine plan of God. And if you're in the church and you're covered by the holiness of God, Hallelujah. All right, go ahead. Go ahead and read it. This is the passion which thou shalt make it of. I think we ought to have a building committee. The length of the ark shall be what?
300 cubits.
300 cubits.
Width of it 50 cubits.
The breadth of it 50 cubits.
And the height of it 30.
And the height of it 30 cubits. God became the first architect that put together the plans for a place of safety. Hallelujah. He told him, said, I want it so many cubits long, so many cubits wide, so many cubits high. That's the way I want you to make it. And if you build it according to the pattern, it will be a place of safety. Hallelujah. All right, read on. I think we need more than one window. Come on now, you're hard-headed. Mrs. Noah, I'm sure she wants to look out also. Don't you know there's going to be 8 people in there and you're going to slight somebody if you just have one window? Come on, I think we ought to have a building committee and put more than one window in there. Anybody's in agreement with me, raise your hand. Oh no, we're not having a building committee meeting on this day. We're going according to divine plans. Hallelujah. Why? Because we want this day to be a place of safety. Hallelujah. One window. If God said one window, then one window it is. All right, a window shall you put in the ark?
In a cubit.
Why not on the side so you can see what's going on? Why not on the side so you can see all the activity on the outside? We want to make this a scenic cruiser. We want to make this a cruise where we can see all of the lovely everything that's happening outside. No, that was not the plan of God. Why did He say finish it above? Because He wants us to keep our eyes upon Him. Hallelujah. He wants us not to look to the right nor to the left, but to keep our eyes on heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. The church is a place of safety. All right, read on, brother.
And the door of the ark.
The door of the ark.
One door.
How come one door?
You tell us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The building, the fire marshal in Pine Bluff have a fit over this. He'd pull his hair out over this. He said, no, never in a million years. There's no way out of this thing. Let me tell you something, friend. I'm not interested in getting out of the church. Hallelujah. There's one way in. And I'm planning on staying there until I land safely on shore. Hallelujah. There's just one door. How come there's only one door? Because there's only one way into the church. Praise God. It's a type of the church, the place of safety. Thou shalt set it in the side thereof. Why in the side? Entrance into the church. Because blood came out of His side. Hallelujah. A type of when they pierced Him in the side. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend, this church has been in the mind of God from eternity. And God has a perfect church. Hallelujah. Glory, it's a place of safety. All right. What in the world did you say? Oh, no, you don't. It's got 1, 2, 3 stories. But I'm telling you one thing. That is a type of death, burial, and resurrection. Oh, yes. Repenting of your sins. Dying out in an altar of repentance. And being buried with Him in baptism in a watery grave. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. And you shall rise and walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. As you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. First, second, and third stories. There's 3 parts to this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, there's only one ark. There's only one church. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And if you go according to the pattern, you are in a place of safety. Hallelujah. All right. He said, Lord, second and third stories shalt thou make. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth
to destroy all flesh.
Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven? And everything that is in the earth shall die. All right, verse 22, what happened? Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So many times God tells us to do one thing in His Word, and we end up trying to rationalize it, and trying to fit it to our own theological ideals, and trying to fit it to our own ancestral doctrines. But let me tell you something, my friend. Tradition is not going to save us. It's going to take the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's going to take death, burial, and resurrection. It's going to take being in the church. It's going to take being in the church. It's going to take being in the church. A place of sanctuary. Hallelujah. Holy! I said it'll take being in the church. If you're not in the church, you're in trouble. I said if you are not in the church, you are in trouble. Listen, my friend, I want to show you something. If this thing had not been built according to the pattern that God laid down, it would have not been safe.
That's right.
Neither would it have weathered the storm. It would not have stayed afloat if it hadn't been built according to the pattern. Hallelujah. God told Moses, when he was talking about the Ark of the Covenant, he told him, he said, see that ye build it according to the pattern. And let me tell you something, friend. If this church deviates from the pattern that was laid down in the book of Acts, where the church of the living God was born, any theologian in the country will admit to you that the church that we know today, the living church of God, had its beginning at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And if we'll go back to the original pattern and we get in the church that is just like the original, oh my friend, we will be in a place of sanctuary. Hallelujah. Praise God. But so many times, we see people that attempt to get into a church, and they come forward and they confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and they make a pretense, and many of them are sincere. I'm just as open with you tonight as I could possibly be. Many of them have a longing to settle an age-old question, the sin question, once and for all. But they get into that traditional church that we know today as the modern church. And let me tell you something, friend. It is a crying shame when the church of the living God cannot reach a hungry soul with the gospel that will say and save them. Are. Oh, yes, we are equipped. It is designed. It is designed to be a successful vehicle. Oh, the one that pilots the ship. Yes, we can reach our world with the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that David summed it up in Psalm 61, verse 1. And 2. If you'll go there and read this to me, please. David. Hear my prayer, O God.
Attend unto my prayer.
From the end of the earth.
Will I cry unto thee?
When my heart is overwhelmed. When I can't see the light of day. I will cry unto thee.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Lead me to what? To the rock.
Oh, this church is built upon that firm and solid rock. Hallelujah.
lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Why? Because now, through the name of Jesus, it's a storm and a mighty power, and the righteous run into it. And I say, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me. Praise God. Read it again. And a strong tower from the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any difference what hell throws at the church. Brother, it's not going to prevail. This church is built on a firm foundation. This church is built on the rock. This church is not built on the shifting sands of time. This church is not built on modern theology. This church is not built on what men think. But this church is built on doctrine. This church is built on the Word of God. And the Word, according to David, is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm preaching about the church. It is a place of safety. Hallelujah. Let's everybody stand, please. Praise God. The church, it's a place of safety. Hallelujah. The church. Aren't you glad you're in the church tonight? I feel safe and secure in His arms. I feel safe because He has control of every situation of life. The church is a place of safety. I want to invite you tonight, if you don't know the Lord, through the power of the Holy Ghost, run to the altar. Come to Jesus tonight. Get in this church. Oh yes, the winds of adversity, they're blowing today. Yes, they are. We've been through some storms. But this old ship, she's a worthy vessel. Hallelujah. I said, this ship, it's a worthy vessel. One of these days, Brother Greenway, we're going to blast off. I said, we're going to blast off. You talk about space expedition, the old ship of Zion. She's going to soar. She's going to soar through the heavenlies. Hallelujah. It's going to go past the moon, past the stars, past the sun, past the planets. Oh, yes. We're in the church of the living God. We're in the old gospel ship. Hallelujah. And she is a wonderful vessel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The church. I'm glad I'm in the church. I'm glad I'm in a place of safety. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be in the church? You can't be. I wonder, while every head bowed, every eyes closed, is there anyone? Please bow your head. Close your eyes. Thank you very much. That would lift your hands and say, I feel like I'm living in a dangerous position. I'd like to be in the church. I want you to pray for me, preacher. Raise your hand. One adult hand lifted. Two. Three. Come on. Three. Come on. Raise your hand. Then let it back down. Three adults have lifted your hand. Come on. Come on. Raise your hand. This is such a small thing. Won't you commit yourself to the Lord tonight? Oh, yes, you can get in the church. There's only one thing that stops you. And that's the fellow that's walking around in your shoes. The Lord stands with outstretched arms tonight. The Lord's not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but He's long suffering to usward. And He's not willing that any should perish. He don't want anybody to perish, but He wants
all, that's everybody, all men to come to repentance. That's one of the steps of getting in the church. You've got to repent. And then you've got to be baptized in Jesus' name. And then receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And live a holy life until Jesus comes or calls you out of this life. And then, my friend, you'll be in the church. You'll be in a place of safety. God's got His hand on His church. Hallelujah. Come on, you that's been seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come right now without any hesitation. Free hands. Will that other individual that raised your hand, please, step out with these that are coming forward. Come and pray right now. In Jesus' name. Respond tonight. Come to the church. It's okay.